Exercise 1, page 112. Speaker A.
I have always been influenced by others a bit too much. Growing up, my passion was drawing, and I was good. Everyone said I would be a successful artist. When it came to university, I wanted to study art. My father had other ideas. Art won't get you a career, he said. You should study accounting or the law. So, here I am today, a lawyer. It was the worst thing I could have done. I should have trusted my instincts.
Speaker B.
In my final year of university, one of my friends left to start his own business. He asked me if I wanted to join him. I dropped out of my degree course without a second thought. But the business didn't work out. I thought about returning to my studies, but by then I was too in love with earning a monthly salary, so I never went back. If I had, I would be a lot better off than I am now.
Speaker C.
I met Natasha on my travels around India. As soon as we started talking, I felt a connection to her. When my holiday was over and it was time to return to England, I thought of asking her to come back with me. My idea was to open a little restaurant with her there, but I was too scared she would say no. I left without ever suggesting it. I wish I had. Now I'll never know what her answer would have been.
Speaker D.
My best friend was never afraid of risk or failure. These are the sort of people who go on to great things in life. It was certainly true of my friend. 10 years ago, he had this crazy idea for a new restaurant chain. Right at the beginning, he asked me to come in with him. I turned him down. What a fool! I turned down the biggest chance of my life. My friend is now a multimillionaire with an international chain of fast food restaurants.
Speaker E.
I was brought up to save and not spend. I always watched every penny. My friends were very different. If they wanted something, they bought it. When I was 18, my two best friends invited me to join them for a year travelling around the world. All I could think of was the cost, so I said no. 5 years later, we all have well-paid jobs and no money worries. The difference is that my friends have seen the world and are much richer for it.
Speaker F.
I have a very successful, highly paid career as a top executive with a major company. The trouble is, though, that I have to travel constantly. I do enjoy traveling the world for business, but it's left me with little time for family life. I would dearly have loved to have had more time with my children when they were younger. I feel that I never got to enjoy all the important stages of their lives as they were growing up.